You're listening to the Arctic Circle podcast. In this episode, we listen to Andrew Light, Assistant Secretary of Energy for International Affairs at the US Department of Energy, discuss the US energy mission. This event originally took place at the 2023 Arctic Circle Assembly.
Good evening. First, I'd like to thank our hosts, Prime Minister Jakobsdottir, President Grimson, of course, and all the organizers of the Arctic Assembly for the opportunity to speak here before the world's largest gathering of people who care for the Arctic, its peoples, its heritage, and its future. I'm very honored to lead the U.S. delegation, joined by so many of my esteemed colleagues across the U.S. government, and share some of the important components of our national strategy for the Arctic region and our national and global priorities. Let me start here with a trip I took in August 2021. It was the first trip I took with Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm outside the United States. It was to Ukraine for the 30th anniversary of Ukraine independence and in response to a call from President Zelensky for friends and allies to join a forum on the ongoing occupation of Crimea. On that trip, our colleagues at the Ukrainian Ministry of Energy, now all extremely close friends, gave us a very clear message. Russia had already been brutalizing them and using energy as a weapon on numerous times, and they were all coming for us. This led us to a focused determination to help Ukraine disconnect from the Russian electricity system, which they managed to do only a few days before the invasion. And since then, we have seen a litany of Russian manipulations of energy security in Ukraine and Europe, primarily on piped gas, but also on the global oil markets. And most inhumanely, 1 year ago, Russia started a massive attack on Ukraine's electricity grid that was nothing short of diabolical. Now, if you want to attack someone's electricity system, you can go after the power plants, but there are fewer of them than the actual nodes on the grid. If you attack the grid, you cannot reconstruct easily. When you attack the grid, you're attacking the civilian people. Make no mistake, Russia has weaponized energy against Ukraine, Europe, and the world since the very beginning of this conflict, using shutoffs to bully neighbors and directly targeting energy infrastructure. But also make no mistake, Moscow's efforts to break our collective will has failed. The US, European states, other like-minded countries around the world have worked together to support Ukraine's fight to defend against an authoritarian regime. We understand that when Russia violates the core principles of the UN Charter, sovereignty, territory, integrity, independence, it imperils our own peace and security, which leads me to my core message. We can only conclude that energy security, in fact, is national security. And in this context, there is no better place, I think, to realize this and understand the implications than here in Iceland. As the world looks for solutions to the energy crisis, models for energy independence, and examples of innovation. There are so many examples in this region, I can't possibly name them all. We can think about Norway and Greenland on hydropower, Finland on nuclear, Denmark on wind and energy efficiency, Sweden on renewables and nuclear now again, and our host Iceland with 99% of its electricity generation from renewable sources and a world leader at the cutting edge of advanced geothermal and carbon sequestration. Now, building on your earlier successes, President Biden signed into law and is implementing the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and the Inflation Reduction Act, without a doubt the most significant climate and energy pieces of legislation the U.S. has ever passed, and according to the International Energy Association, the biggest and most important pieces of legislation the world has seen to date. And through that, we will now join you to help to strengthen energy security, create millions of good-paying jobs, and create solutions to climate change. Under this legislation, workers will earn a good paycheck as we build a clean energy future for the world. And as we have looked to our Arctic allies as examples and pioneers in creating sustainable clean energy industries, I say to you now that we are ready to be your partners in a way that we have actually never been ready before. Now, we realize that the Arctic is a front line just as much as any other, and we are here digging in to help you. Last year, we released the 2022 National Strategy for the Arctic Region, which lays out an affirmative Arctic agenda addressing the climate crisis with enhanced urgency and directing new investments in sustainable development to improve the livelihoods and strengthen climate resilience for Arctic residents and critical infrastructure. And just this week, the Biden administration released an implementation plan for this strategy. I'm very proud to say that the Department of Energy, through our Arctic Energy Office, will lead in implementation efforts on U.S. goals related to sustainable economic development, improving livelihoods. We will champion, in doing this, science-based decision-making to accelerate the energy transition and ensure national security in the Arctic. Our own Arctic energy strategy guides us through the principles of energy justice, community involvement, and partnership with allies to develop solutions and systems that meet today's and tomorrow's needs, while particularly respecting the past and present of the Arctic peoples, particularly our Alaska Natives. The United States, through the Department of Energy, is committed to ensuring access to clean energy, and that means community engagement that can allow isolated communities to remain economically viable while strengthening supply chains and decreasing pollution, facilitating impact mining of critical minerals necessary for the global net zero energy transition in a sustainable way, and sourcing and enhancing energy independence for peoples of the North. Let me just share a few examples. 3 years ago, with the tireless support of Senator Lisa Murkowski, we reestablished the Arctic Energy Office with a mission to foster innovation across the Arctic. And more recently, we funded the first steps in direct air capture of CO2 in Alaska in a consortium, including an Alaska Native corporation. Iceland's own CarbFix, using technology originally developed by the Department of Energy, has also been awarded funding to work with our Pacific Northwest National Laboratory to study CO2 capture in the Northwest United States, building on their successes in carbon capture operations here in Iceland. And at sea, the department is working with the Arctic partners Denmark and Norway on the zero emission shipping mission to try to ensure the Arctic benefits from the maritime energy transition. In Alaska as well, our department and Sandia National Laboratories are working together to develop a microgrid for the Port of Alaska through which the food and supplies for our Arctic guardians will flow. And we can see many other examples on how the Biden administration is committed to spending our resources to make sure that we have a secure and stable Arctic region. But just as our defense of the Ukrainian grid must be matched by resistance to Russia's global energy war, what we do here in the Arctic must be expanded to the entire world. So globally, the Biden administration is deploying innovative solutions to combat the climate crisis in the Arctic and around the world. The upcoming COP in the UAE is obviously a clear focus for us, as well as for every country represented in this room. As I've heard in several sessions in the Assembly so far, we must, for example, have an ambitious global stocktake decision that helps keep 1.5 degrees Celsius stabilization alive, including clear signals that nations are accelerating the decarbonization of their energy systems in this critical decade for the climate crisis. To supplement negotiated outcomes like this, though, we want to create communities of countries who are willing to step up and scale up actions across a range of sectors. And we urgently need all of your help. You can join one of them, you can join all of them, but we want you to consider them. First of all, tackling methane emissions by joining and supporting the Global Methane Pledge to reduce global methane emissions 30% by 2030, and President Biden's recently announced companion methane finance sprint. Secondly, scaling up CCUS and other forms of carbon dioxide removal through the Carbon Management Challenge, where we aspire to sequester 1.2 gigatons of CO2 annually from 2030 onwards. Third, advancing renewable energy and energy efficiency, aiming to triple renewables by 2030 and doubling efficiency gains by 2030 as well, while ending investment in unabated coal power. And accelerating the transition to zero emissions shipping through the Green Shipping Challenge. Most recently, we've added to this support through our UAE partners and others around the world, a commitment to multiply clean, safe, and reliable nuclear power for partners and allies with a commitment to triple nuclear energy by 2050. Now, in an Arctic threatened by aggression and climate change, the Biden administration understands that there is absolutely no feasible way forward than working with our Arctic partners and allies to solve problems together. That's not an option, it's an absolute necessity. And the energy future of our planet, even in the midst of the immediate pain and suffering we are seeing every single day, which tears our hearts out, continues to be one of the most important conversations we're having now in the world. Anyone in this audience who is spending your life working on clean energy solutions is, to my mind, a hero. Because the stakes are this. Given the outsized role of our energy decisions in our climate future, if we make the wrong decisions, I only see a future of global triage, moving from one crisis to another. If we get those decisions right, then we get a clean, secure, just, and thriving future for all of us. So let's get it right, and let's cherish occasions, magnificent occasions like this one, where we can find each other, we can make new friends, new companions, new allies, and fellow heroes to support one another as we strive to look forward to heal the world. Thank you.